Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Securities, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I've been witnessing quite a turnaround, I've got to tell you.
It was down about 50, wasn't it, at one stage?
It was. Yeah, down about 50, looking pretty average. And then just about the time of our morning meeting, it suddenly went from minus 43 to minus 23. And then it's finished the day up 54 points. 6,642.
Yippee. A fight back, Kevin, just like the Australian cricket team.
Correct. And I was not about to use a cricket parlance, but we got a 105-point turnaround. There's a ton. Hold your bat in the air. Wave that around. Must have hit a six when you're on 99 to get there. But, yes, that was a good performance. Nice finish. 6,642. Big turnaround. Gold price was probably the highlight of the day, or overnight it got over $1,500. It's actually holding $1,500 exactly in US dollars at the moment. As a result of that, in Aussie dollar terms, it's still over $2,200 an ounce. In fact, if you want to do the calculation right now, $2,215, if you don't mind.
Yeah, so huge.
That's been good.
And the big news on the market today, AMP going to a trading halt. What are they up to?
Oh, they're going to raise some money. They said the life offer sale fell through thanks to the New Zealand Finance Department. And so now they're still going to perhaps sell it, but it's a bit unsure when. They're restructuring their business. The new looking AMP will come out with AMP Capital, AMP Bank, actually both of those two divisions performing quite well. But they're going to put their hand out for $650 million at $1.50 a share. They would closed about $1.72, I think it was, the other day. So they're putting their hand out. They're going to raise a lot of money. And they'll probably end up somewhere between $1.60 and $1.70 when they resume in the next few days. So a big handout there. So,
and did I read a headline as well, Kevin, that iron ore prices have now dropped by 26% this week?
Well, I don't think it's this week, but certainly they came off late last week and the iron ore stocks came off a little bit as well. I think it did get to $125 and then it was around $100 in US dollars. So it might have done and might do certain things. But don't forget the Aussie dollar's been cushioning some of that flow.
Yes.
And I did see today that, you know, the iron ore stocks were up. BHP was up 55, Fortescue up 29. Rio were down 98, but they paid a $3 fully franked dividend. So they need so effectively gained $2 when you take that into account.
Mm-hmm.
The banks were all soft early this morning, then they rebounded, with the exception of ANZ, Commonwealth Bank up 26, NAB up 4, Westpac up 3, so not a big bounce, as you might say. Newcrest continuing to pal on. They're heading towards $40 now. I can remember, I was amazed when they got to $30, but they're up $1.53 to $38.87. CSL rebounded nearly $4 today, over $222. Still get amazed. I've got to say so many numbers at once when I'm describing a company. Local company iSign, this did a good deal with Visa. Got their shares hopping along today, up 16% to over 97 cents. What else do I see? Gold Road. Oh, don't we love Gold Road? You've been there. Up 12 cents, $1.62. Just phenomenal.
Brilliant
numbers there. Nickel stocks had a good rise last night. Western Areas up 8%. Percent, I can't even talk, I'm so excited. Up 18 cents to $2.40.
Must be Thursday.
Oh, it must be. I'm not going to do it tomorrow. IGO up 26 cents to $5.46. That was good to see as well. We like Independence Group. It's one of my favourites. And that was pretty good. The Aussie dollar, it's rebounded slightly, 67.7. Euros are still going to cost you, where is that on my screen? $1.65.5. Sterling's just gone below $1.80 at 179.5. All in all, a good turnaround and good to see.
Good on you, Kevin. We'll chat to you on Monday. Thank you, mate.
Thank you, mate.